Now, we're going to start today by returning to a topic we kind of touched on yesterday. And I was telling you about what you might call a trashy TV show that I'm completely addicted to. And it's called Married at First Sight UK. Now, I'm not going to talk about trashy TV, but that programme did throw up a very interesting source of conflict between modern day couples, because one of the couples in the show who got married at first sight, as the name suggests, was a vegan, while the other was a confirmed meat eater. And even though the two really like each other and they're getting on famously and they fancy each other and everything is great, the fact that one of them eats meat and the other is a vegan has proved a huge bone of contention. So can meat eaters and vegans live in perfect harmony, or will the vegan always kind of feel, I'm not quite so sure about living with this meat eater? Well, to chat more about this, I'm joined on the line by Louisa Moss, who is PRO of the Vegan Society of Ireland. Louisa, you're very welcome.
Thanks very much. It's great to be here. I'm looking forward to hearing your other guests on the show as well, especially Francis Brennan. His book sounds fascinating.
You'll have to stay tuned.
Thanks, Deirdre, for the invitation.
My pleasure, Louisa. Well, listen, before we come into talking about, you know, the conflict between meat eaters and vegans, if there is one, can I just talk to you about the rise of veganism in Ireland? Because I was looking at some stats from Bord Bia, and it's absolutely growing and growing and growing. Something like 146,000 vegans in Ireland now. Is that right?
Oh, that sounds about right. It is growing all the time. And I think the amount of people who are just trying plant-based food as well, because it's easier to buy it in the shops, it's easier to access it in restaurants and takeaways as well. And I just think for most people, if they're thinking, they might come into it thinking about their health first and foremost, because it's obviously better for your health to avoid animal products and to avoid dairy, and it's better to go to a more plant-based diet. That is a medical fact, you know. And I think a lot of people begin to think about it in that term, and then they do a bit more research and they read about why go vegan, and it becomes a very logical step to cut out animal products from your diet. But you have to first kind of start reading about it and having the information. I think it's an important first step to make some foods accessible. But I mean, lots of people eat vegan food and they don't even really realize they're eating it, because you can eat like fruits and vegetables. You might have like beans on toast, or there's lots of things that we eat already that are actually plant-based or suitable for vegans.
Exactly. So you were very young when you turned vegan, I believe.
I was very young when I stopped eating animals, and I stopped eating meat. It started off, we did a project in school about where food came from, and we had these stencils of animals, with a cow, a pig and a sheep, and coming out of the stencils were, you know, what we got from these animals. So we had meat, or lamb stew, or like beef burgers, but also like leather and wool. And I think that I think I was about seven when we did that, and that made me really think about animals. But it was only when we moved house, we moved from the city to the countryside, and beside our house there was a field full of cows, and I think that was when I really made the connection. So I was seven or eight then, and it's just something that's always stayed with me. As you learn more about it, and it just becomes something that you think about, that is just absolutely logical, because it's better for your health not to eat animal products. It's definitely better for the other animals, because they have feelings just like we do. And it's better for the planet, because animal agriculture is an incredibly inefficient use of resources, you know, and it's destroying a big part of the destruction of the environment. And over a third of our carbon emissions are from animal agriculture in Ireland. That's a huge...
Okay, well, I guess that's probably a debate that we've heard a lot, and I know it's very much in the news at the moment, Louisa, but... Can I just ask you a little bit about your relationship with meat eaters? How does that work? Have you any meat eaters in your family, for example?
No. So I think for me becoming like vegetarian and then vegan, my mum decided she wasn't going to cook lots of different meals in the house. So she just said, right, well, everyone can eat vegetarian food. And, you know, Louisa can't eat meat if she's not eating animals. So everyone became vegetarian in the house at that time. And then I think it took my dad a little bit longer. My mum was on board pretty much straight away, and particularly when she started reading information that I was gathering. So I have two children. I have a 23-year-old son. He's vegetarian. I would say plant-based. He wouldn't be vegan, I suppose, because I think of vegan as a philosophy or political statement almost. Well, my daughter is 15 and she's vegan, and she goes to a boarding school in Dundalk, and she's the only vegan there at the moment, but there's more people eating sort of plant-based food there. My parents are both vegan too, and I'm single, so I probably need to go on Married at First Sight.
you're single, and let's just say you were dating a guy or a girl, I don't know. Would that person's diet, have an impact on you? Let's say they were a meat eater and you weren't. Would it put you off them?
Yeah, it would. And I'd say I have dated vegans and vegetarians. I think now I would find it very, very difficult to date someone who was eating meat. I have in the past, but I think now I'd find it very, very difficult, because it's from a practical point of view, you know, our household doesn't have animal products in it, you know, we don't have them in the house. And I think it's a way of thinking, it's almost like a philosophy for me that I would want kind of friends and partners to embrace. And I think it would be very difficult to get on the same page with them if they weren't also vegan. You know, I think it would be very difficult. But I know lots of other people who do have relationships with, between vegans and meat eaters, and that they seem to manage really well. But I think
it would be a game changer.
It would be difficult.
It would be a game changer for you, though, Louisa. I mean, you couldn't envisage yourself, we'll say, living with somebody who was cooking a steak in the kitchen, in your shared kitchen.
No, because the smell would really put you off. And I think that's one thing that you do notice as you become vegetarian or vegan. What you think smells nice when you're eating animals, when you stop eating them, suddenly you realise that it doesn't really smell nice anymore, you know. So I think it would be very difficult. And there's actually a page on Facebook for like vegan vegetarian house shares as well, so that vegans can link in with other vegans that are doing house shares. But I can see, I know you were talking about that program, Married at First Sight. I can see why that would be such a big deal. And I think it must be very, very difficult for the vegan to wonder why the other person isn't, you know, taking notice or kind of understanding why she is vegan. And that's probably become some sort of relationship standoff then as well, whereas, like, you know, one doesn't want to give in to the other. Being about veganism.
Yeah, it would be a game changer for you, though. I mean, if you met someone and they were perfect in every way and compatible with you, you'd find it very hard. You'd still have that huge stumbling block, would you, of the fact that they ate meat?
Well, I suppose food is such a big part of our lives, you know, that like we eat, you know, at least three times a day. So if you can't share a meal, I mean, if you had somebody who was meat eater and they were quite happy just to eat the same food as you every day, you know, when you're at home, that would be a bit different to someone who was insisting that they cook steak every day in the kitchen, you know. So I think it probably comes down to a bit more than that. But I think fortunately, as veganism is growing, it should be easier for people to to connect. When I left school, I lived in Dublin. I was au pairing my first year in college, and the couple I au paired for, the wife was vegan and the husband wasn't, so he would have meat. And but he did eat his evening meal. They all have the same evening meal. So I think it just probably maybe needs a bit of compromise on on both sides.
Yeah, a little bit of tweaking in the relationship. So do you think that couple that couple unmarried at first sight, is there any hope for them, or is it a question of compromise?
No, it doesn't sound like it. I'm going to go and look it up. And I have watched it before. It's one of those trashy programs that I love to. I will go and look it up and see. But it sounds like they're arguing about it at this stage, and you know, when they're in the honeymoon period, probably doesn't bode very well.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Well, listen, before we let you go, Louisa, you have a society at the moment, the Vegan Society of Ireland, of which you are PRO, and are you in the process of setting up a website or something like that?
We were the Vegetarian Society of Ireland, and we just had our AGM recently, and we're changing to the Vegan Society of Ireland because we think that kind of reflects more definitely what's going on at committee level and hopefully what's going on with our membership. So we're updating our website, and we'll be having more information about that soon. So watch this space.
Watch this space. So it's Vegan Society of Ireland, to Google that, and that'll get you onto the website.
Yeah.
Louisa, it's been lovely chatting to you, and thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you,
Deirdre.
Thank you.
Take care. All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That is Louisa Moss there, PRO of the Vegan Society of Ireland, chatting about the question, can a vegan and a meat eater happily coexist or even be in a successful relationship? And by the way, I know from experience and from feedback from listeners that there's a lot of parents around Kerry whose teenagers have gone vegan, and they're finding it a cause of conflict and quite a challenge in the family circle. So if anyone has been in that position before, what happens when one person in a relationship or one person in a family goes vegan or vegetarian? How does that impact on everyone else? And how did you get around it? Is there a way of facilitating both the meat eater and the vegan in the same house, I wonder? Do let us know, 083 300 3300.